Tanato shel Abraham. We have to recognize the fact that Avraham Avinu was, in most ways, the most remarkable Jew that ever lived. He was not only the father of the nation, the one who started it off, who is able to challenge the past and create the future. He is the person who understood on his own, without a Torah, without a specific book of rules and regulations. He was the person who understood on his own what God wanted of us. And so this parasha, the parasha of Vayera, teaches us who Avraham Avinu was and why we hold him in such high respect. And in spite of the fact, that we have a Torah, and that Torah was given to us, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by God through Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Avraham Avinu remains a model, a personality. We mention him first in every Shmona Esrei that we say during the weekend on Shabbat and on Yom Tov, Ohe Avraham. The first thing that we mention, the first person who comes to mind, and he didn't really bequeath us the Torah. He himself went through certain difficulties, but that doesn't mean that I have to go through those difficulties. If Avraham Avinu went to Egypt because of a famine in Canaan, that means I've got to kind of prepare myself living in Eretz Israel today for a famine so that I could be like Avraham Avinu. No, Avraham Avinu started it off, but once you start it off, it becomes part of your nature. It becomes part of who we really are. And so, in the parasha of Vayera, there are several events that help us to understand who Avraham Avinu was, but none of them is as profound as the one in Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, that begins with the words Vashem Amar. God looks at Avraham Avinu, I mean, you can even imagine it, and say, I've got to do something differently. Let's look at the pasuk. Vashem Amar, Hamechaseh ani me'Avraham. Of course, I'm not doing that. God says, am I covering up something? Am I preventing Avraham from knowing it? Et asher ani oseh. That which I'm about to do, when I'm about to do, destroy the five cities led by Sodom and Amorah because of their wickedness. So Hashem Amar Mechaseh Ani Me'Avraham, and we don't understand why. We don't understand what this means. Well, God has to report to Avraham Avinu. We're talking about the kind of justice. God's in charge. The cities were wicked. It was determined somehow that they deserved to be destroyed. So why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to Avraham? So the next psukim sort of explain it, but not quite. Pasuk Yud Chet, Avraham ayo yiyeh legoy gadol. V'atzum, Avraham, after all, is going to be a great nation, gadol, v'atzum, and powerful. The Nivrichu bo kol goyei ha'aretz, and all the nations will be blessed because of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu will save the world. Pasuk Yutet, ki yedativ leman asher yitzaveh et banav. I know him. I know Avraham Avinu. Remember, this is God speaking, musing. Ki yedativ. I know him. I know Avraham Avinu. Liman asher yitzaveh et banav Let Beito, he is the one who is going to command, to direct, to educate his children and his household acharav. He will educate them in a proper manner. Vishamru, Vishamru derech Hashem la'asot stakal mishpat. And they will go in derech Hashem. Vishamru derech Hashem. What does that mean? Vishamru, what's the derech Hashem that we're talking about? The way of God. I mean, where is Avraham Avinu going to know this from? And what difference does it make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he teaches his children Vishamru derech Hashem la'asot staka u'mishpat? Charity and judgment. Leman havi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. In order, leman havi Hashem al Avraham, in order that God should actually bring to Avraham et asher diber alav, that which he has spoken about. So these are just marvelous psukim. I mean, you can't get over the fact that God is so appreciative of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, imagine you say that about somebody. Ki yedatev. God says, I know him. Meaning, I think, I know him down to his essence. He can't fool me. I know, really know who he is. If you flatten out Avraham Avinu, you get what God knows. And what does God know about his Avraham Avinu? He's concerned about his children. Leman Hashem yitzaved banav, ve'et beito acharav. He will teach his children. He will command his children, direct his children. All of those words are good interpretations or translations of yitzaved. See, it's a bad banav. I mean, we think it means command, but you don't, you know, you go around commanding your children, that doesn't always work so well. Ved beito acharav. And his entire, the entire community of Avraham Avinu's family. Vishamru derech Hashem. They'll keep up the derech Hashem. What's the derech Hashem? What is that? Lasot tzedaka u'mishpat, right? That's what it is. Tzedaka u'mishpat. Okay, you know those words. We could think about those words for a long time. Tzedaka u'mishpat. Tzedaka meaning you could create justice through tzedaka. If you assume that poverty is not an illness that cannot be corrected. So tzedakah is the correction of poverty. You have to come to the conclusion somehow that poverty is contraindicated in the created world, that there shouldn't be any poverty. And in order for there not to be poverty, you'd have to have tzedakah. And here Avraham Avinu understood that that's Derech Hashem, that that's what God wants. That God somehow, the test for us is the eradication of poverty and mishpat. Doing the right thing instead of doing the wrong thing. And who was the possessor of the right thing in the time of Avraham Avinu? It was Avraham Avinu. He knew. He understood. I would say he knew. Not in the learning sense, but he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had demands and that he was prepared to fulfill those demands. He was prepared to fulfill those demands. Asher yitzaveh et banav et beito acharav. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be different than anybody who came before him, because with Avraham Avinu there's a certainty about Beito Acharav et Banav et Beito Acharav. He's going to produce clones, people like him, People like him because that's what he's committed to. He's not just committed to having children, not just committed to having those progeny that represent ownership. No, he wants people who understand what he understands, and he's going to work for that result. Vishamru derech Hashem, they will keep the ways of God, which Avraham Avinu knows somehow. Lasot tzedakah mishpat l'man avi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. So, the Pasukim say, these three, Yud Zayin and Yud Chet, these three Pasukim create a kind of notion of the world that we're living in. Vashem amar mechaseanim Avraham, which means, doesn't make any sense. I have to tell him. I have to tell Avraham, because Avraham is the judge of divine action. Avraham Avinu knows what tzedakah and mishpat are. Remember, there's a famous Rambam. If you turn to page 2, there's a famous Rambam. I would turn to page 2 if I could. The next page, sorry. It's page 3. No, more. The next page. Next page. No, a lot further. Here we are. See the Rambam, Ilchot Deyot, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam, the laws of knowledge, Deyot. Deyot means, for the Rambam, it means you think about it, and you come to a conclusion, and that's worth something. That's something that, in other words, we don't only serve God by doing the mitzvot, but of course we have to do the mitzvot, and we have to do them in the proper manner. We have to take into account all the novel halachic position with all of that. But besides that, we have to think about things. And that's also the divine will. It was with the reason that God gave us the ability to think about things is because, amazingly, God wants us to think about those things. So the Rambam presented this idea that there was a golden mean and you have to be in the middle, not too much to the right, not too much to the left. V'keitzad yargil adam atzmo b'deot elu. How is it that a person is going to get himself to do these things, these ideas that come out of intellect, out of your understanding, out of your interest in doing the right thing, just like Avraham Avinu, Deod Elu? Adshe Yikbu Ubo, so the Rambam says there's a question. How do I get these things to be part of me? How do I get myself so involved that they become second nature? Yaseh v'yishneh v'yishalesh b'masim she'oseh al pi ha-de'ot ha-emtza'iyot. Do them and do them again the second time and do them a third time and do them over and over again. Act in according with these middle kind of ideas. V'yachzor b'hem tamid, and you go over it again and again and again. Ad Sheyuma sehem kalimalav, until everything is kind of simple, kalim alav, v'lo yebem torah alav, and they won't be difficult for him at all. V'yikbeu hadayot b'nafsho, these positive opinions that the Rambam is talking about, they will become part of his very essence, his soul. He'll become a person. A person, the Kiblu Deot Ben Avsho, Ulefisha Shemot Elu Nikruba Mayotzer, and these things are kind of impressed upon us from the creation, the creator of Ahem HaDerech HaBeinonit. They're the intermediate, right? This is the Rambam's idea. Sha'anu chayavim lalechet ba, which we have to go nikreit, derech zo, derech Hashem. You know those words, derech Hashem? It's in the pasuk that we just read. Derech Hashem, that's what derech Hashem is. Derech Hashem is the ability to use your mind in a way that produces the result that is appropriate to God. God wants you to do that. God wants you to be well taught, to be original. God doesn't want you to give up anything, but wants you to be involved, right? They create derech zo, derech Hashem. And if you have any doubts about it, look at the Rambam. Vehi shelamad Avraham avinu levanav. This is what? No, Lamad. Vehi shelamad Avraham avinu lebanav. That's what Avraham Avinu taught his children. What did he teach them? Derech Hashem. And what's Derech Hashem? It's the ability to make the correct move, the correct decision. These decisions come up all the time. That's Derech Hashem. But in the time of Avraham Avinu, that's all there was. That's such a small thing. Vehi shelamad Avraham Avinu lebanav shenemar. And this is the reference. Ki yedativ leman asher yitzaveh. I know Avraham Avinu. He's going to command his children, direct his children, teach his children, make it obvious to his children that what we do is derech Hashem. That's what we do. It's not just at given times or given places, although there are times that are important. There are places that are important, but there's also Derech Hashem. What you do all the time. Right? All the time. Derech Hashem. If you go in this way, the way that the Rambam presented, mevi tova ubracha la'atzmo. He brings goodness and blessing to himself. Shenemar, Leman hevi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. God brought to Avraham all of the things that diber alav, so that the Rambam saw that pasuk. I mean, you have to understand, it's Avraham Avinu. It's before Matan Torah. It doesn't contain a book of obligations. It doesn't take any. It does not contain specific acts that we are supposed to do. And yet, the Rambam includes it in his book of regulations. There are regulations. You know, we call them soft regulations. Got to get the right thing for you this time, for the way you're doing it. That's what you have to do. That's according to the Rambam. That's according to the Rambam. Now, if we can go back to the Rashi on those first psukim, back to the Rashi. That's it. Great. Thank you. Remember the pasuk said, "Amechase ani." The Rashi says, "Bitmiyah." Bitmiyah means it's a question. It's as though God. He's saying, gee, I don't know. I mean, a little hard for me to do that imitation in a proper manner. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mechase ani, asher ani oseh, b'stom, what I'm going to do to the Stomites, lo yafeli lasot davar zeh, shelo midato." Rashi tried to explain. What could this possibly mean? Et asher ani oseh, I mean, I'm going to do this and not tell Avraham Avinu what I'm doing. Anina tati lo et haaretz hazot. In Rashi, terrific. Anina tati lo et haaretz. I, God, have given Avraham Avinu this land, the land of Canaan. Ba'amin chamisha krachin alalo shelohen. So these five cities that are going to be destroyed, they actually belong to Avraham in a manner of speaking. Shenemar. Gvula Kdani Mitzidon, the Canaanite city, the country of Canaan starts at Sidon in the north, Barachastoma to the east, at the south, Vamora, etc. Karati Oto Avraham, I'm sorry, so that Abraham is the owner of the land on which these cities are built. And since he's the owner, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to destroy those cities, don't you think I should tell him? Don't you think I should tell him? And then furthermore, it says, Karati Oto Abraham. And what's Abraham? I call him Abraham, not Abram. Av Hamon Goyim, the master of many nations. Vashbidi Dabanim Odia La Abshua Avi. And yet they're divided into two, this Rashi. Ashbidi Dabanim Velo Odia La Av. I'm going to destroy the children in Sodom and not even though he's Av Hamon Goyim. He, Abraham, is the father of many nations. So I'm going to get rid of a few nations and not tell him. I mean, it seems like the according to Rashi, there's a contradiction between, this is what Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that there's a contradiction between the ownership that Abraham has and the fact that God could do anything. And Hamechaseh Niba Avraham is an attempt to diminish that contradiction. Then we'll see why, but that's the idea. But I just want you to know that the last two words here, well, how could I do away with the children and not tell the father? And then Rashi says, "Who Oavi?" It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Avraham. Oavi, that's what God said about Avraham Avinu. In other words, I would say it's like Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's the father, he's responsible, and I'm not going to tell him. And not only that, but according to the Navi, Avraham was Oavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, meaning that Avraham was like the son of the father. Of Hashem. So how would that work? That on the one hand, Abraham is the son, and on the other hand, the sons are all being done in. I mean, you could say something about this. I mean, it's true that God promised the land to Abraham Avinu, but it's probably also true that Am Yisrael inherited the land only after Kibush V'Nachala. After they conquered the land and gave it out so that people were living in that land. But you can say that there may be, you know, the two kinds. There's a kind of a promised land. If God is the promiser, it's as good as done, you could say. But it's not done yet. So there was this question, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that even though Avraham Avinu had not gone through the entire process of ownership, the likelihood of ownership was 100%. It was 100%. Okay, Pasuk Yudchet, Avraham o yiyeh, Avraham, ayo yiyeh, Midrash Agadah, Secher Tzadik Libracha, O'il v'hizkiro berchot. Upshuto, he says, so Rashi mentions the drasha on the pasuk, Zecher Tzadik Libracha, the memory of the Tzadik is Libracha. It's like just mentioning the Tzadik is good. But there's another interpretation. There's another interpretation that Ho'il v'izkiro bercho. That when you mention the name of a tzaddik, you bless him. You bless him. So that's Abraham. Oyo yiyeh is the beginning of a bracha. And then Rashi adds upshutaho. You know that Rashi sometimes gives multiple interpretations. One of the interpretations is often called pshuto, the thing that relates more to the... So he says here, pshuto, again, in the middle of Yudchet, before Yudchet, pshuto, the simple interpretation is, v'chimi menu ani ma'alim, am I going to hide this from him? I'm going to hide from him? I'm not going to make myself known to him? Ma'alim, arehu, chaviv lefanai, liyot l'goy gadol, he's beloved, in order to be a great nation, l'tbarech bo kol goyei ha'aretz, and everybody will be blessed through Avraham Avinu. I'm struck by those words, ki mimenu ani ma'alim, because you know that this was the situation with Cain and Hevel. Cain tried to hide from God, even in direct conversation. Where is your brother? Ashomer anochi, achi anochi. Am I the one who's supposed to be the father of my brothers? Now we have this, the pasuk Yud Tet, which begins with the words ki yedativ, which is the pasuk that we saw the Rambam mentioned. Here Rashi says in a somewhat greater Lashon Chiba, Yedativ, to know somebody very well, right? To know the real person, that's chiba, that's affection, love. That's what you like. You're certain you know the other person. Kimo moda laisha balo boaz mudateinu. You know that this was the method in those days. You wanted to know what a word meant. You found it in other places in the Tanakh where it seemed to you more obvious. Veidacha b'shem, shmot lamed gimel. Ve'amnam, ika l'shon kulam eina ela l'shon yidiyah. That really what the word means is to know something. She ha-mechabev et ha-adam mekarvo etzlo v'yodo. He says that's what, when you like somebody, when you love somebody, when you have feelings for somebody, you come close to that person, v'yod'o, umakiryo, v'lama yedativ. And why was it that God knew Avraham, l'mana sheyitzaveh, v'fishu mitzaveh banav alai lishmor darki, banav alai lishmor darki. He teaches his children to be like me, to do my way, God says. V'im tifashehu ketargumo yodeh ani boshi yitzaveh et banav. I know that he's going to command it. That's what the Targum says. Ein lema'an lofel al halashon. Okay, we'll get back to that. Yitzaveh refers to teaching his children, right? Yitzaveh, just lishon hoveh. Even now, kimo kacha yaseh Iyov. He'll do it now. Leman havi can you move it up a little, Ezra? So maybe I can move it up. Thank you. Leman yitzaveh. Leman yitzaveh. Leman hevi kach hu mitzaveh livanav. Shemrut derech Hashem. Keep with the way of God. Kidei sheyavi Hashem. Sheyavi Hashem al Abraham. Al beit Abraham lo ne'amar. It doesn't say in the pasuk the house of Abraham. Ela al Abraham, they'll bring this blessing to Abraham. Lamadnu kol ha-ma'amid ben sadik ke'ilu eino meit. That if a person has a righteous son, it's as though he hasn't died. So Rashi is kind of focusing our attention on this quality that Avraham Avinu has. It's a remarkable quality that you have something, you've got to pass it on. You've got to give it over, as they say in some sort of English language. You have to give it to the people who need it, who deserve it, who should get it. First and foremost, your own children, your own family. You can't keep it a secret. It's not philosophy. It's Derech Hashem. It's not something that is for the very few. It's something that everybody could connect to. It's totally connectable. And that's because that's the way God wants it to be. Not because it's not profound, and not because it's not something that you could study and learn, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do that. And how do we know that? We know that from these psukim, because that was Avraham Avinu's chiddush. Chiddush, it's true that philosophically he was unparalleled. He was able in a world of idolatry to come up with the idea of one God. And you understand that the idea of oneness is difficult. We don't even think about it. We think about one God sort of, but there are those who think about one God as being the same as saying one table. The only thing is, if you say one table, you know that you could have another one. You could build another table that's exactly the same as the first, and then you'd have two tables. So that was the original problem with idolatry. That one table, two tables, they couldn't get it out of their heads. That one, there is a one that cannot be duplicated. There is a one that is oneness. Now that's like something hard. I understand it's hard. But Avraham Avinu got it. And he got it living in a world where no one else got it. Pretty remarkable. I mean, it's true that sometimes you have great philosophers or thinkers who are the first, but you look carefully at it, you see they're not the first. And somebody else got almost to that, that some another person thought about it, and a third person argued about it. I don't take away his glory of being the first. Let him be the first. But Avraham Avinu was the first in a world in which no one else ever thought the thought that Avraham Avinu thought. So I would say that in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us that there is a Derech Hashem, that there is a way, I mean, we have to work at it. It's not like it's not written down any place. It's something that comes up, and we have to be able to deal with it all the time. Derech Hashem. There is this Derech Hashem, and this Derech Hashem was the invention of Avraham Avinu. And because of that invention of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaMechaseh Ani Me'Avraham. HaMechaseh Ani Me'Avraham. It was like Avraham Avinu forced, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to share. Avraham Avinu's commitment to justice was so great that he forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come clean, so to speak, to be a consultant, to be one of the judges that would actually decide the future of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe because he was a part owner or expected ownership or had such faith in the promise of God that itself indicated his ownership. Now we go back to the first page. Ezra. Let me go back. What is this? Oh, there it is. Thank you. Now I want. Pasuk Kav Gimel. You see Pasuk Kav Gimel 23? Pasuk Kav. Let me see if I can get it. Request. Okay, here it is, Kav Gimel. Vaygash Avraham, Vayom Aftis Bet Tzadikim Rasha. That's the complaint. Could you, did you, will you destroy the good and the bad? Now, where did Avraham Avinu get this idea from? I think he got this idea from the stories that we all know. The last story is the Mabul. The last story is the Mabul. If you look at the I don't want to move change it right now, but you know that the Gemara says that Noach was also not a greiser tzaddik, as they say. They usually say it about little children, where greiser tzaddik makes sense. But Noach, the Gemara says that Noach was not a greiser tzaddik. And then Noach Motzachein, God sort of like said, okay, there's got to be somebody. You've got to save somebody in the old world to start up the new world. So it'll be Noach. It'll be Noach. Vaygash Avraham vayom haftis ben tzadikim rasha, meaning, are you going to do what you did before? Are you going to do what you did before? Are you going to destroy the entire world because of Sodom and Gomorrah? Or are you going to destroy all of Sodom and Gomorrah, which will create a pattern for the rest of the world? So what about that? What about the 50 tzaddikim asher b'kirba? This is Avraham Avinu talking to God. Chalila lecha ve'asot kadavar hazeh. Chalila. Chalila means like, one of the interpretations is chol. That's what the word chol, like non-sanct, not sacred. Not sacred. You turn the whole world against God. Chalila lecha. Imagine Avraham Avinu. He's standing there and giving Musar to heaven. That it'll turn out that everybody will conclude that it doesn't make any difference if you're righteous or you're not righteous. The end is the same. What an accusation. What Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu turns to God and says, look, you want me to be just. You want me to teach justice. You want me to feel the need for tzedakah. Well, you can't have a world in which everybody gets killed. It's tzaddikim rasha. Chalila lecha. Shofei kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. This is an accusation. One time, Hashofei kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. So we know from Rashi, and we learned that Rashi. I didn't put it on the sheet, but we know from Rashi, the end of the parasha of Reishit. It says, Vayamot Terach Becharan. You remember, Terach led the family from Ur Kasdim to Haran. And he stayed in Haran. And eventually he died. But way before he died, the Torah says, Vayamot Terach b'Haran. It says that Terach died in Haran. Now, this is correct that Terach died in Haran. But this is before Avraham Avinu led the family from Haran to Eretz Kinaan. And Rashi says, Vayamot Terach b'Haran, that the word Haran, Chet Reish Nun, Chet Reish Nun, that word Haran, the Nun of Haran is backwards. You know what a Nun, like a Nun has like a little cap on it. So it usually faces forward. In this case, it faced backwards. And we know that there's a problem. Ever since we look, we never found a Sefer Torah like that. Okay. So Rashi says, what does that backwards Nun come to remind me of? Mikan, Adkan, Paron HaFashem. God treated the world angrily, with anger. The determination was anger. What's the anger? What's the determination of anger? The anger is what Avraham Avinu says. Chalila l'chom yasod gemara say lamit tzadikim rasha. That comes from anger. Lamit tzadikim rasha. When you do something, and you're not able to make that kind of a distinction. So Avraham Avinu said, you better not do that, because that will make us into those kinds of people. That will turn us into the people who are Lamit Tzadik Im Rasha. So Rashi taught us at the end of the parasha of Noah, end of the parasha of Noah, that there was, Ahmed, the end of the parasha of Noah, that history was in kind of within the notion of divine anger. Anger meant that there was no longer a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. And that kind of situation the world cannot maintain, and if there was no distinction between the righteous and the wicked. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in some manner or other, I don't mean to take it lightly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I better talk to Avraham Avinu. I better make sure that we're both on the same page. I better make sure that Avraham Avinu understands what he has accomplished and how important it is for him to continue to accomplish it. And so Avraham Avinu said, what if there are 50 tzaddikim? Or they're 40 or 30. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures him that unlike the situation with Noah and the flood, every person who is in the category of righteous will be saved. And even those who are in less than perfectly righteous, like Noah himself, they will also be saved. And this was the beginning of the new world. And it was the beginning of the world that Avraham Avinu recreated through his understanding. His understanding. You have to recognize the fact. He didn't have a Gemara. He didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. But he knew what God wanted of him. And in turn, he knew what he wanted of God. And that's the story that is told about Sodom, Gomorrah, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Ohavi. The Navi says, and the Rambam quotes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feeling for Avraham Avinu was like a lover. And a lover is someone who knows very well, knows who the other person is, knows who Avraham Avinu is, and that's the relationship that existed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. And even though we are children of the law, even though we spend hours upon hours and days and weeks studying the law, the halakha, we start the year off with a study of the world that Avraham Avinu created, because that's the world that we have to live in, that we want to live in. And that's the world that makes the world of the law livable. All the best. Have a good Shabbos.